It's very plain to see, you don't begin to see what others such as we, or brothers such as you, can someday learn to do the business of business. Let Henry here and I proceed to clarify and quickly satisfy in reasonable time the simple paradigm, the business of business. It takes more than common sense to expand a pound from pence
in a process quite intense. Shall we commence?
Of course. First you have to know the what and why and how,
and then when and where is here and there is now.
It's woe if you don't know the current currency rise and fall.
That's the time to call on experts such as Hastings.
Yes. Such as Hall.
Who, needless to say, can brighten your day.
For in the business of business, we just might know it all.
I think we do.
And then it's safe to mind. Yes, it's safe to guess. Success comes to the scholar who can master at a quickening pace the disastrous and sickening case. Say, can you see the American dollar?
Their economy unwound, say a trifle unsound, since the day they took up rifle and fired their first round against our ever able, always stable British pound.
No, so proudly they so fail.
As for the franc, we must be frank, for the French are just themselves to thank. With a bank we rank too liquid to define, which is why perhaps they rely perhaps on wine.
Did you say wine?
This election not mine,
and therefore must decline.
To encapsulate their financial state, simply calculate the fluid rate
as they drown their groans and float their loans to pass from debit stage to credit page, then fill another glass.
Does that quench your thirst?
About the French? Well, first,
don't bother, they're not the worst. And if you please, some other currencies.
Must we? Trust me.
How do rubles fare against the guilder? Let's compare. Just calculate from 1 to 10. Both measure rate against the yen. Perhaps less weight. But then again, to take the lead one must proceed to act with speed and not exceed the prevailing kopeck rate.
So the Germans, you'd suggest, would do better,
if not best. Looking worst in active quest to keep abreast of all the rest.
They need invest a lot more zest.
Well spoken.
My favorite.
The singing voice remains the choice of merry Italy, where it's done more for fun and not very
wittily.
Grazie, Henry. With the era of the comes a curious exchange,
employing operatic values from a tenor
to bass in range.
They never see a tragedy when their economy dips. They go right along as if nothing is wrong, with a smile and a song on their lips. Hey!
Just store beneath your brow
the what, by
when and how,
not to mention where and now.
Give thanks you chose to call
Henry Hastings,
Harold Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Stand